This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa salatu wa salam ala rasulihi al-kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. My brothers and sisters, welcome again to another session of the reflections on the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Walhamdulillah, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again and again for guiding us to be able to learn the names and attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal in order that we may draw ourselves closer to Him and be successful fi dunya wal akhirah, in this world and the hereafter. Let us continue our journey of the reflections on the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today, inshallah, we shall begin with another beautiful and a powerful name of Allah Rabbul Izzah, a quality that is indeed belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is Al-Haqq. Al-Haqq is the truth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is indeed Al-Haqq, the truth. And Allah mentions this in Surah Al-Hajj, Surah number 22, Ayah number 6, that He is the Haqq. He is the truth. And subhanAllah, again, we need to ensure that we memorize this name again and again, reaffirming this fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-haq, the reality, the truth, and understand that there is no better one who is more truth than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the reality indeed that cannot be denied. Reflect upon the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Haqq. Reflecting upon it ensures our belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, enriches our minds and fills our hearts with the energy, the spirit of faith, the spirit of iman in our hearts and minds. And that's how we actually live by this name, Al-Haqq. And that's how we need to also call out to Al-Haqq, the truth. Indeed, all the other deities, all the other ones besides Allah, whom people try to adore and worship, are indeed not comparable and not similar and not like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He alone is the one who is Al-Haqq, the truth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also Al-Mubin. Al-Mubin is the one who is the manifest truth. Subhanallah, Allah Rabbul Izzah, He is Al-Haqq as well as He is Al-Mubin. Allah mentions this name in Surah An-Nur, Surah number 24, Ayah number 25, in which Allah uses His name Al-Mubin. He is the manifest truth. And again, we need to ensure that we memorize this name, Al-Mubin. 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 Memorize this name, my brothers and sisters. Understand that He is the manifest truth. He is someone who is so clear, so real, that can never be denied, that can never be disobeyed, that can never be, that should not be disobeyed, and that should not be disbelieved. Any logical mind, any mind who has wisdom, logic, rational in his life, will never ever deny Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is either the lack of knowledge of Allah, it is either the pride or the arrogance that prevents a person to actually see the truth and recognize and realize and believe in the one who is Al-Mubin, the manifest truth. And that's how we actually live by this name. He is the manifest truth, and His manifestation is reflected around the globe. Subhanallah, whenever we see ourselves and other creations, the different parts of the creation, we again and again remind ourselves that He is Al-Mubin, the manifest truth. And that's how we also need to call out to Allah Rabbul Izzah, who is Al-Mubin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also Al-Qawiyyu. Al-Qawiyy is the one who is all-powerful. Allah mentions this name in Surah Al-Hud, Surah number 11, Ayah number 66, that He is the All-Strong, Al-Qawi. Again, memorize this name, Al-Qawi, Al-Qawi, Al-Qawi. And understand that Allah alone is all-powerful. You see, every one of us have some kind of strength, some kind of power. But then, when it comes to Allah, He is Al-Qawi. He is all-powerful. There is no power besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who can compare with Allah Rabbul Izzah Al-Qawi. This is how we actually need to reflect upon the name of Allah Al-Qawi, the all-powerful. And subhanallah, whenever we see ourselves and the creation, we are moved by the power that Allah Rabbul Izzah has in terms of creating, the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's how, again, we need to live by this name, by ensuring ourselves that we go back and call out to none other than Al-Qawi, who has all power. And obviously, for a creator to be the creator, for God to be God, for the one who deserves to be worshipped, for the one who deserves all kinds of praises, he must be all powerful. He must be Al-Qawi. And that is what Allah Rabbul Izzah is. He is Al-Qawi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also Al-Mateen. Al-Mateen is the one who is the most strong. And Allah mentions this in Surah Al-Dhariyat, Surah number 51, Ayah number 58, where Allah mentions that He is Al-Mateen, the most strong. Again, my brothers and sisters, we need to mention and memorize this name again and again, Al-Mateen, the one who is firm, the one who is strong, the one who has all powers and strength, subhanallah. This is how we understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a need for us to reflect on this name as well, Al-Mateen, who is the most strong, the most firm. Subhanallah, he is so firm that he does not need anyone besides himself. And he is all by himself. He is someone who is the creator of the heavens and the earth. He is someone who does not need anyone to support him, to supplement him, to partner with him in terms of running the entire creation. And that's how we actually live by this name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Mateen, Al-Mateen. We call out to you, Ya Rabb, Ya Al-Mateen, Ya Allah, the most strong, to help us with the strength of Iman, with the strength of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask you to grant us strength to be firm on your faith, to be firm on this deen, to be firm on the matters of goodness, and to be firm in terms of preventing and protecting ourselves from all kinds of evil deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Hayy, the ever-living one. Subhanallah, indeed, the one who created us, the one who is the creator, he cannot die. This is logic. This is simple understanding. The one who dies can never be the creator, can never be God, can never be the one who deserves all kinds of worship and praises. Allah Rabbul Izzah, He named Himself as Al-Hayy. And He mentions in many places, one of them is in Surah Al-Furqan, Surah number 25, Ayah number 58, where He mentions His name Al-Hayy, the ever-living one. Again, we need to memorize this name, my brothers and sisters, Al-Hayy, Al-Hayy, Al-Hayy. We need to memorize this name and understand that it is absolutely and exclusively only Allah who is the ever-living one. There is none and there is nothing that will remain forever except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So obviously it makes lot of sense for us to go back to Him, reflect upon this beautiful and powerful attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Hayy, reflect upon the one who is ever living one. When there was nothing, Allah existed. When there is everything, Allah is existing. When there is nothing, Allah will remain to exist, inshallah. Right? So this is something which we have to live by. Subhanallah, we need to understand that Allah Rabbul Izzah is our creator who is Al-Hayy, the ever-living. So let's call out to one who is Al-Hayy, the ever-living one. It doesn't make any sense to call out to someone who is dead or who has a lack of power or who has lack of knowledge or who has lack of strength and superiority, subhanallah. So we keep this exclusivity only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is Al-Hayy, the ever living one, the one who will never die, the one who always remained and who will always remain forever. Allah Rabbul Izzah, He is Al-Hayy. And that is again, my brothers and sisters, this is the quality that should be of God. And that is the quality of Allah alone, who is the ever-living, Al-Hayy. Allah Rabbul Izzah, He is also Al-Qayyum. Al-Qayyum is the one who is the dominating, the sustainer. It has got both meanings in it and mentioned in Surah At-Taha, Surah number 20, Ayah number 111, in which Allah uses His name Al-Qayyum, the one who sustains and protects all that exists. Again, my brothers and sisters, we need to memorize this name, Al-Qayyum, the dominating one, the sustainer, the one who protects and all that exists, subhanallah. And we need to understand that it is only Allah who is Al-Qayyum. There is none who can have this quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except Allah, the one who is the dominating. You see, He is the one, and that's how we actually need to reflect. He is the only one who dominates things. Being a creator, being the one who is the Lord of the worlds, Lord of the creations, He has the power, the ability to make everything, under Him, subhanallah. Everything is submissive to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He is the one who continue to sustain all that exists, subhanallah. He is the one who dominates and sustains the entire creation. So, what better way for us would be better than the way than to turn to one who is Al-Qayyum, the dominating one, the sustainer. You know, many a times we feel weak, we feel sad, we feel, dejected, and we feel depressed. We have to call out to Al-Qayyum, the one who is the dominating, the sustainer. He will remove the problems from your life. He will remove the issues from your life. He will ensure that peace and happiness and peace, prosperity and success will come to you, inshallah. Why not? So just call out to Al-Qayyum. Call out to Him and have this conscious mindset in terms of calling out to Al-Qayyum, the one who is the dominating and the sustainer. He is the one who nourishes and protects all that exist. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also Al-Ali. Al-Ali is the one who is the most high, the sublime. And Allah mentions in Surah Ashura, Surah number 42, Ayah number 4, that He is the most high, the most high, the most sublime. Again, we need to memorize this name as well. Again, my brothers and sisters, that He is Al-Ali. Al-Ali. Understand that it is only Allah who is the most high, the most sublime. Everything is under him, and he is above everyone and everything. Nothing is, you know, superior to Allah Al-Ali. Nothing is over and above Allah Al-Ali. Everything is under Allah Rabbul Izzah, who is Al-Ali. And this is how we need to reflect upon this name as well. The Most High. Subhanallah, we don't worship, the stones or something or the other. We worship someone who is the Most High. We worship someone who is the Sublime. We worship someone who is Al-Ali. And that is the attribute of Allah Azza wa Jal. And that's how we live by it. And subhanallah, he being the creator of the entire creation. You see, many times, even those who do not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Allah the Most High, even they have this innate nature. The nature that is inclined towards submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the reason whenever there is any good that happens or whenever there is anything bad happens, immediately the people, they look at the sky. They look at the sky, the heavens, subhanallah, because there is a nature that demands them to look at the sky, and actually they are trying to indicate to God Almighty. They're trying to think about Allah. They're trying to think about the Creator who stays all above us, Al-Ali, the Most High, and that is Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. Allah Rabbul Izzah is also Al-Azim. Al-Azim is the Most Great. And Allah mentions this name in Surah Al-Haqqah, Surah number 65, Ayah number 33. Allah mentions this name, Al-Azim, the Most Great. Allah Rabbul Izzah is indeed Al-Azim. So memorize his name, Al-Azim. Understand that there is no one who is greater in terms of his respect, lordship, worship, names, attributes, qualities, actions, decisions, better than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, greater than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is none. Reflect upon it again and again so that you have to give that kind of honor and respect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that kind or that level of respect should not be given to anyone. And that's how we live our lives by it. We need to live in the light of this attribute of Allah Rabbul Izzah, who is Al-Azim, the Most High, the Most Great. There is the greatness of Allah cannot be measured, subhanallah. So we call out to the one who is extremely honorable, who is extremely great, who is the Most Great, subhanallah Al-Azim. Allah Rabbul Izzah, glory be to him, he is absolutely great. He is the Most Great. And we need to ensure that we bring all kinds of respect, honor, dignity, worship, to Allah Azza wa Jal. And that should not have any similitude with anyone. So the one who deserves highest kind of honor and respect is Allah Al-Azim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also Ash-Shakur. Ash-Shakur is the one who is the appreciative. Allahu Akbar. Allah mentions this in Surah Al-Fatir, Surah number 35, Ayah number 30. Allah is Ash-Shakur, meaning he is most ready to appreciate good deeds and to recompense to his slaves. Allahu Akbar. How beautiful our Creator Allah is. Memorize this name, my brothers and sisters. Ash-Shakur. Ash-Shakur, the one who is absolutely appreciative. Understand that he is always ready to appreciate your goodness. You do one small deed, he will reward you immensely if that is done out of sincerity. Subhanallah, he always gives and appreciates his slaves again and again. And he's continuously appreciating us every single time when we do a good deed, subhanAllah. Whenever we perform righteous deeds, Allah is always ready to appreciate it, and he recompenses those good deeds with the rewards that is unsurpassable. Subhanallah, we do a small good deed, be it even removing the harm from the street. If you remove that, he appreciates it. If you carry a smile on your face and bring a smile on others, it is appreciated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You help someone who is in dire need, Allah appreciates that deed. You serve your parents with the kindness and goodness, Allah appreciates your rewards. Subhanallah, Allah is always appreciative. He is most ready to appreciate good deeds and to recompense it with that which is in Jannah, inshaAllah. This is how we actually reflect and live by it. So we call out to Al-Shakur to help us perform deeds so that he can, appreciate our good deeds. My brothers and sisters, the most important being, the most important one in our lives is Allah Al-Shakur. Impress him and he will appreciate us. Please him and he will grant us. Help yourselves in terms of doing good deeds so that, Allah appreciate our efforts, inshaAllah, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also Al-Haleem. Al-Haleem is the one who is the most forbearing. Allah mentions this name in Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, Ayah number 225. Allah mentions that he is Al-Haleem, the most forbearing. Allahu Akbar. Again, my brothers and sisters, let's memorize this name. He is Al-Haleem. Understand that it means the most forbearing. You see, the reflection is ignited when we actually put our thoughts on this name, Al-Haleem, the most forbearing. When we actually think about Allah, Rabbul Izzah, who is Al-Haleem, the most forbearing, when we actually look at our own lives, we commit sins every day. We disobey Allah every day. We forget to please Allah every day. We have so many shortcomings. Years pass by. We have been committing sins and mistakes and disobedience of Allah. But you know what? Allah is Al-Haleem, the most forbearing. He still gives us. He still forgives us. He still, care for us. Subhanallah. That is Allah. That is Al-Haleem, the most forbearing. So call out to Allah, the most forbearing. People, they do fitna on the face of the earth. They do so many wrong, evil, and immoral, and indecent deeds. Still Allah forgives when they come for repentance. Still Allah, overcome their shortcomings when they repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he is Al-Haleem, the most forbearing. Allah Rabbul Izzah is indeed Al-Haleem, the one who is the most forbearing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Wasi'. Al-Wasi' is the one who is all-sufficient, the vast. Allah Rabbul Izzah mentions this name in Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, Ayah number 115, where Allah mentions his name, Al-Wasi'. Al-Wasi' is the one who is all-sufficient for his creatures' needs. He is the vast. And again, my brothers and sisters, memorize this name, Al-Wasi'. Understand that he alone is sufficient for his creatures' needs. He is the most vast. Again, reflect on the vastness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is nothing that is not comprehended by Al-Wasi'. Al-Wasi' is the one who is the vast. Allah Rabbul Izzah is indeed sufficient for his creatures' needs. Live by this name, my brothers and sisters. call out to Allah, Al-Wasi', for the one, for He is the one who is all-sufficient. He is the one who is always fulfilling the needs and the desires of His creatures. You see, subhanAllah, billions of people, they've been asking Allah and Allah is keep granting them. When many a times we don't even ask, but Allah gives. Why? Because He is the one who is all-sufficient, the one who is vast, subhanAllah. That is Allah Rabbul Izzah. So let's call out to Al-Wasi', the one. Allah is the one who is all-sufficient for His creatures' needs. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, every single time when we know about the name and the attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it definitely increases and improves our faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It helps us to be reminded that indeed, Allah alone is the one who deserves all kinds of worship. It reminds us again that Allah alone is the one who is the only one who is worthy of worship and praises. Subhanallah. We ask Allah Rabbul Izzah to help us all to grant us wisdom, to grant us knowledge, open our hearts and minds to understand these beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these perfect and powerful attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we may fall in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.